It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We're going to talk about the great outdoors from the city of Marshalltown perspective. And to do that, we have superintendent with Marshalltown Parks and Rec, Kristen Titus, with us, the former horticulturalist who is now expanding her purview and taking names and jotting notes down and all that. How are you, Kristen?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for being here today. How are things with Parks and Rec these days?
Park and Rec is good. So we made it through the spring season and heading into summer now. So things are pretty busy in the springtime and kind of starting to calm down a little bit, just doing normal summer tasks and jobs that we've got going on. So, but everything seems to be going really well.
Well, how is the new position of being kind of the maintenance superintendent and taking over from somebody who probably didn't even know where all the bodies were buried? There were so many of them, right?
Yeah. So when Brad left, there was a lot. There was really big shoes to fill. So just catching up on things and making sure that our park team does not miss a beat from going from one superintendent to the supervisor now, and just making sure that we keep the parks running as smoothly as Brad always did the last almost 40 years. So,
and of course, you can catch everything like that up from 40 years in just a few months, right?
Oh, yeah, that's really easy to just catch up on. So, yeah, no, but it's really good. I think we've got a really great team, and everybody's really stepping up and making sure that the parks run smooth and that everybody knows kind of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a real team effort, and I think we've got a really good team built and ready to move the parks forward for Marshalltown too.
Sounds good. Now, I know that there's a couple of topics we want to touch base on, and one, even though it's not, I wouldn't necessarily call these parks, but you're handling those, and those are the medians on South Center Street. Now, you know, they look so nice. They look nice anyway before there was anything in them because, you know, we got that whole stretch of road repaved and new medians in there, and then trying to make some nice green areas out of them. And I know not everybody, can you imagine this? Not everybody is happy with what they see when they drive by. I don't understand.
Right. Well, the medians are they're nice, mm-hmm. and they are really pretty when they are blooming and really looking great. So I know that it's always a hot topic of discussion on social media pages, mm-hmm. and within people's groups and circles. But the thing with the median is, we are limited on how often that we can get in there just manpower wise. And so trying to make sure that we take care of those. We have been keeping up with weeding this year. It's more on a proactive schedule of weeding instead of a reactive schedule. Now, last year they got really bad because we were actually going to go in and weed them on a Wednesday, and then we got hit with a derecho on a Monday.
Details.
So that kind of threw a wrench into the mix back then. So they did get bad, and they have been known negatively mm-hmm. wise for being weedy. But this year we are keeping on a proactive schedule with the weeding between the Parks Department and the Street Department, and also some other departments that just kind of allow some of their workers to come and help maintain those with us. So it's harder because you have to close off part of the street when you are working in the medians. So it's a little bit more difficult. So and then we've also got the irrigation in there. That's just a thing where they can stay watered until they're once established. Mm-hmm. Once they're established over the next year or two, we can tone back that watering schedule. And so that will help with any water that we've got that runs across the street, because I know that that's also a topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. So, but that is mainly just to make sure that those plants stay alive. And once they get established and going every spring, then we can kind of tone back that watering a little bit. But for the first couple of years, you want to keep those watered. Otherwise, they're going to dry out completely. So, yeah.
And even when there's, especially when there's a little bit of a drought going on.
Yes. So we want to make sure they stay watered. There is one median that has a little bit of an issue going on, and we think it just got a little bit of overspray with some chemical from maybe a nearby location. We don't really know exactly where it came from, but that's kind of the thinking that we've got going on, because it's yellow, but it's had the same treatment as every other bed that's been in there. So we're keeping an eye on that one and trying to bounce it back a little bit so it's back green like all the rest of them are.
So just in general for the medians, are they all supposed to look generally the same, the ones that have been landscaped? And is that supposed to have more of a, for lack of a better term, a prairie look or more of a landscaped look? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it's going to be more of a natural look where they just kind of fill in and be kind of all joined together. Now, we have to wait for those plants to get established and grow a little bit for them to kind of bush out and kind of cover up the rest of the area so the weeds will be suppressed by each other. So we keep them mulched. We try to keep the weeds out of them as much as we can. Like I said, we've got a proactive schedule going on with that. And the designers who designed that area used plants that were a little more salt tolerant, because there is salt that goes through there. So there is a higher salt tolerance on some of those plants. But most of those are all going to stay fairly low. They're not going to get more than maybe 15, 18 inches tall. But it should give us some color going through all of the seasons. You have your daylilies that are in this summertime that are going to keep continuing to bloom. Your sedums are really good and are drought tolerant as well. So those will give us some nice fall color. But yeah, so most of them all are the same. They have the same plant material in each of them. And like I said, with the four medians that we have, it just is going to take a little bit for all of us to kind of get on the same page and keep those looking nice as they do right now.
So what about trees? That's been a popular topic, you know, tornado, derecho, and all that. I know there's been a lot of work done on not only getting damaged trees down, but trying to start repopulating them. Trees Forever has been doing a great job. There's been a lot of groups that have been involved with that. How are we doing as far as a future canopy, as it were, for many years down the road?
Yeah. So one thing that I always say is, I read this quote somewhere. I can't tell you who said it, but you plant a tree for your children's children. You plant a tree knowing that you're probably never going to sit under the shade of it. So knowing that, I know that we've got quite a few volunteers and people in the community that really want to get trees planted and get some canopy growing back. Between the tornado and the derecho, we estimate that we lost 40 to 60% of the public space canopy that we had. That's not including any of the private properties or anything. That's just on public spaces. So after the derecho took out even more widespread swath of trees, more than what even the tornado did in 2018, we knew Trees Forever wise that we needed to go in and really hit planting some trees and hit it hard. So did a little bit more campaigning and stuff. Received more grants and donations, and we have planted. We planted 38 trees in Riverview this spring with volunteers. 15 trees at Little League, and then there was 50 trees that we planted that were donated by the MHS Class of 69. Right. Fundraiser. So they donated 50 for us this year, and we put those at Anson, Bicentennial, some down at Riverview, and then we also had those for the terraces. And I think we had 17 terrace locations this year, which is the most locations that we had at one time for terraces. Mm-hmm. And that's where people can apply for a free tree. We'll come help them plant it on their terrace to kind of get that that street tree atmosphere that Marshtown used to have before the tornado.
And so that program is still available.
Yes. Yep. So if you get on the Marshtown Park and Rec website through the city's website, it will have on there a place where you can apply for a free tree. And then we will contact you come fall when we're going to plant those.
I'll tell you what, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but every time I go by Riverview Park, it's kind of like, oh, do you feel that too when you go by? Because there were so many trees that either came down or had to come down post-storm.
Yes. So Riverview was spared, with Riverview being our largest park in the city. Mm-hmm. When it was spared from the 2018 tornado, it was a relief because it's such a large park and there's so many trees. And so when the derecho came through and everything was torn down, so many trees were lost. We actually lost just over 400 trees at Riverview alone. And that includes the trees that came down with the storm. That also includes the ones that were so heavily damaged we had to have them continued to take down after so they wouldn't fall later on. But, so 400 trees. We're not going to be able to replant them all at once. So we're kind of biting off a little bit at a time so we can get some diversity in there. That's something that I always talk about is species diversity, age diversity. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot of stumps. Somebody told me one time that it looked like on the movie The Lorax, when they go through and cut down all of the trees, that's kind of what it looks like. So we're slowly going to be able to get that regoing. And so hopefully soon we can get some more trees growing up in there where it doesn't look like such a deserted place.
A couple of minutes left with Kristen Titus, who is a maintenance supervisor for the Parks and Recreation in Marshalltown. Flower beds have been looking pretty good despite the derecho, despite some of the drought. They've been keeping those up pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah. So we actually have a part-time person that goes around and waters for us. So they're watering the trees and the flower beds that we've got in Riverview and the trees in all of the other parks. So the flower beds are looking really nice. We did have one flower bed that was damaged, severely damaged from a tree falling from the derecho that we kind of skipped that one this year. But all of the other ones are looking nice. And those, most of them have been adopted. I know that Kiwanis Afternoon Club adopted one. Lenox Industries adopted one. The UAW from Marshtown adopted one. Optimist and Assistance League both adopted a bed. So that was really good. And that just helps us maintain those and keep that upkeep really good.
You got a lot on your plate.
Well, there's a lot of parks that we need to keep clean. So I have to start somewhere and try.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good start on all of it. And, you know, and again, you know, I know a lot of folks are going, gee, wish it could be like that right now, but it's going to take time.
Like I said, we have a really good team, and everybody has really stepped up and come together really good and just working really, really well together.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing a great job, and keep up the good work, and, you know, keep letting us know how things are going with the medians with that hot topic.
Yes, yes.
And we appreciate you taking the time to come in and visit with us. You know, we've got a little bit of absences in the Parks and Rec department today. I'm going, who's going to be here? Kristen stepped in, and we appreciate it. So thanks to you and Becky for making that happen today.
No problem. I know that Jenny's always a good visit with you, so I was glad to step in and take her place today.
And Jeff doesn't do a bad job when Jen lets him come. So, Kristen Titus, thank you so much. Keep up the good work. We will look forward to updates down the road.
Thank you.
And that is Central Iowa Today for you on this Tuesday from News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.